Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about low self-esteem because I see a lot of people have low self-esteem. And probably because they're out there, they're dating, they're on dating apps, they're dealing with a lot of flaky people, a lot of people using them as an option. Or they're getting involved with somebody who could be narcissistic or get involved in a toxic relationship. And those type of people will break down your self-esteem. But not only the romantic relationships that you have or the dating relationships you have can break down your self-esteem, but your family relationships as well. So it's all, you know, combined, and it builds on your self-esteem to the point where you feel bad about yourself, or maybe you're lonely, or maybe you're having a hard time out there dating, and you have no confidence anymore. And you see so much on social media, you see a lot of beautiful people out there, and you may think that these people are having great lives. What you got to understand, you guys, is when it comes to social media, like a friend of mine said this, and it's so true. Social media, in a sense, is not real life, okay? Because you're just seeing a picture of somebody. You're not seeing what that person is going through, you know, behind closed doors. And it's the same thing that you see with celebrities. You see celebrities, you see them looking good, you see they have plenty of money, and you're thinking, oh, they've got the life, right? No, they have problems that you couldn't even imagine behind closed doors, okay? So let me tell you this. All that glitters is not gold, all right? And if you've lived enough life and you've seen enough things go on, you will understand this, okay? It's the same thing with people that put on this facade that are in a relationship and they don't want anybody else to think like there's a problem in their relationship. So every time you see them with their partner, they're always acting like everything's great and everything. But meanwhile, they're miserable, okay? There's a lot of people in relationships that feel very much alone. You have to understand that. Just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean you can't be lonely. So this is what you have to think about when you're, you know, thinking about everything that's around you and you're feeling bad and you have low self-esteem. But the point I want to make with self-esteem is this, okay? A lot of reasons that you're feeling the way you're feeling is because you've been exposed to toxic people that have put you down. And sometimes people put you down indirectly and you don't even realize it at the time. And then later on, you think about it and you feel, you know, what somebody said to you, and it brings down your self-esteem, okay? Or maybe somebody's not giving you enough attention, or something along those lines. Maybe you really like somebody, or you started to date somebody and they were nice, but not nice enough, or they didn't give you, you know, the time or the energy that you wanted them to give you. What you have to understand is this, okay? You cannot let these other people affect your self-esteem. You know why? Because you validate you. You don't need anybody else to validate you. And the other thing that I want to point out is this. These other people that have shattered your self-esteem, most of them, if you look into their lives, a lot of them don't have their shit together. A lot of them, you know, were in bad relationships. They can't hold on to a relationship. Maybe their financial situation isn't great. And yet, a lot of times, these people that are broken, that have a lot of problems, are coming at you and making their little snide remarks and making you feel like crap. And you're sitting there and you're listening to this and you start to second guess yourself about who you are as a person. This is the biggest mistake you can make, okay? And this is how you have your self-worth. You know how you have your self-worth? Because you're not going to let somebody else's little comments or, you know, their actions of maybe they're not into you or they are into you, whatever it could be, all right? You can't let this affect you. Because first of all, let me just say one thing. If you're somebody that's looking for a relationship and you're out there, maybe you're doing the situationship thing. Maybe you're doing the friends with benefit thing. Maybe you like somebody and they're just not giving you enough time, or they're breadcrumbing you or something like that. You've got to understand the dynamics of what's going on today in the dating world. And what's going on today is that there is plenty of options out there. So what does that mean? There's plenty of supply out there, okay? There's plenty of supply out there. So unless you have something super spectacular going for yourself, all right, you know, you are one fish in a sea of many fish. This is what you've got to understand, all right? And it's not, like I told you before, it's not just about looks. Because I've seen beautiful women get used as an option. So it's not just about looks. There's plenty of beautiful women, just like there's plenty of good-looking guys out there, okay? So there's plenty of supply out there, and this is why people are having a hard time to commit to one person, because they figure, you know what? I don't need to commit to one person. I could have all this variety, and I don't have to have the responsibility tied down with it. This is what I'm trying to say. So stop looking at yourself and feeling low about yourself. Like, oh, am I not pretty enough? Oh, do I need to do plastic surgery? Oh, you know, do I need to lose another 50 pounds or whatever you're thinking about yourself? Because I'm going to tell you, it all depends on who you're dealing with. Okay? If you're dealing with people out there that are players, if you're dealing with people out there that are narcissists that can never love somebody, a narcissist can never love somebody, you guys. Remember that. They don't know how to love. The only one that they love is themselves, okay? Because they're shattered, usually from childhood trauma. So they can never commit and stay in a relationship. They end up, you know, messing up that relationship because they're toxic and can't be transparent and can't take accountability. And the relationship breaks down. And what do? They jump to the next person. Then they jump to the next person. You know, every time they're found out or people can't deal with them anymore, you know, they got to go from person to person to person. They can never open up and be vulnerable. So if you're out there in the dating world, you could be encountering a lot of these people. And they may be running hot and cold with you. They may be showing you a lot of attention in the beginning. This is what they do. In the beginning, oh, they're so wonderful. Remember what I told you, okay? Everybody's nice in the beginning, all right? It's a marathon. You've got to take your time. This is your defense against these people that play game. This is your defense against the manipulators and the liars out there, is to have your boundaries and take your time. And if somebody has a problem with your boundaries, then guess what? they're not for you and they're going to be a problem. Then they don't have good intentions. Okay? Listen and listen good. If you put a boundary up and you tell somebody that's trying to move really fast with you, this is classic of a narcissist. One of the biggest classic things about a narcissist is they are going to try to move quick with it. Okay? Because they want to hook you fast before you actually, you know, come to your senses and you see what they really are. So, you know, they want to love bomb you and put you into this trance, okay? And then, you know, that's when they start to devalue you and then discard you, or you discard them, because you see that they're manipulators and liars and they're users and everything like that. But the point that I'm trying to tell you guys is this. You cannot let this kind of stuff break your self-esteem, okay? And especially when you deal with toxic people. Toxic people are going to make comments about how you look. They may call you a failure. They may put down your family. They may put down your business. They might, you know, call you whatever they want to call you, a loser, whatever, in their little slide ways, depending on if they're an overt or covert narcissist or something like that. And this kind of thing is going to break your self-esteem. But what you have to remember, and you've got to train your brain, okay? And you have to say to yourself, I'm dealing with a toxic person who's putting me down in order to make themselves feel better, because they are the ones that are insecure, and their way of feeling powerful, because it's all about power and control when you're dealing with a toxic or narcissistic person, their idea of control is to break me down and cut me up. But what you've got to do is you've got to say to yourself, I don't give a fuck what comes out of their mouth, because they are a toxic person and what they say doesn't mean shit, okay? You've got to have that kind of attitude. You've got to have that kind of self-worth where you're not going to let somebody else put you in a position where you're going to have low self-esteem, okay? You know, I'm a very spiritual person, and I always say, you know, like it says in the Bible, you know, let he cast this, I forget how it goes, but whoever casts the stone has not, you know, has no sins or whatever. Okay. I can't think right now, you guys, but in any event, in other words, every human being is flawed. Okay. We all have imperfections in one way or another. Okay. So the point is, nobody can judge anybody else or has the right to judge anybody else. So this is what you've got to keep in your mind, and you cannot let these people break you down. All right. That's why you've got to build up your self-worth. And people say, how do I do that? You know, I broke up with somebody, they put me down and I'm feeling depressed, and now they have somebody new and everything like that. Well, good. Let them have somebody new. Let somebody else deal with their shit. Okay. It would be thankful it's not you and you're not dealing with that toxicity anymore. What you need to do is focus on yourself and what you need to do to progress in your life, and what you need are goals, okay? Now, you've got to stop focusing on finding a relationship or being in a relationship as your primary goal in life. I mean, granted, a lot of people would like to have somebody and would like that companionship. Maybe they want to get married, they want to have kids or whatever, but you cannot force a situation, you guys. You know, it's like I told you, sometimes when you're not looking, that's when you're going to people come into your life, okay? Because you're focused on other things. You're not giving off that desperate vibe like, oh, I got to find somebody. I'm on a dating app and I'm desperate to find anybody. No, you need to live your life, work on your business, work on your goals to get ahead, and focus on yourself. You've got to look at it like, you know what? I may end up in a relationship. I may end up married and I may not, okay? And either way, guess what? I'm going to be okay because I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to take care of my health. I'm going to take care of my finances. I'm going to work towards better things in my life. Maybe I want to buy a house one day. Maybe I want to go on a nice vacation with friends. You know, maybe I want to redecorate my apartment. I want new furniture. You know, maybe I want to start a organization, or I want to be an entrepreneur. Okay, whatever it could be. And when you do these endeavors, other people come into your life. You start networking and making friends. And you'd be surprised at the doors that open up when you do that, okay? Like, I have a very good friend that I went to high school with. This girl is like the biggest hustler. She has almost a million following in her Facebook group with women entrepreneurs. She's really good. She's got so much networking going on, making friends, doing things. She's doing fabulous for herself, you guys. And I said to her, I said, how's your dating life going? She's like, you know what? I got tired of being on the dating apps. It was the same guys, the same nonsense. They would keep me on the phone for hours. These guys aren't sincere. Or she said, I really didn't have time for it. She's like, I focused in on my business and I'm meeting a lot of people that way. So this is what I'm trying to tell you. Not only that, you know, you build up your self-esteem because you've got something going for yourself, all right? You've got something going for you. You're finding another outlet of happiness besides just having somebody that's going to sit there and tell you, you know, love bomb you and tell you, oh, you're so beautiful, this and that, and blah, 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 blah. And then you find out, you know, 2-3 months down the road that, you know, it was all love bombing and BS and that they weren't sincere and they were just playing games and they were looking to use you for some benefit, okay? So this is what I'm trying to tell you. You know, you take your time with it to see what people are about and everything like that, and you can't get down on it. And you have to also look at where you meet people. Where are you meeting these people, okay? If you meet them in a place that is a shark pit, you're going to get bit, all right? And we all know that dating apps are 99% game, all right? I've said this time and time again, but if you have to do it as a last resort, just know that you're going to be spending a lot of time on there, talking to a lot of zeros, dealing with a lot of scammers, and dealing with people that are primarily there for hookups, okay? Or try to use you to try to get money out of you, or try to live in your crib or something like that, okay? So you need to refocus, okay? Sometimes you have to go out of your comfort zone in order to get ahead. If something is not working for you, you have to change it. You've got to look at your pattern. What has your pattern been in the last few years? Have you been on the dating apps the last few years? How is that working out for you, okay? And if it's not working out, you have to say to yourself, this is not the same as it was years ago. I need to try something new, okay? Not to say that you can't do it. You could do it, but don't take it as the end all in finding somebody, okay? This is what I'm trying to tell you. And it doesn't matter whether these people fall off, they don't fall off, because this is all part of the game today. You're in a big melting pot of game. You've got too many options. This is the problem. This is the breakdown of it. And what's happening is you have a hookup culture of people jumping around, and the people that are sincere and trying to meet somebody are the ones that are having the difficult time because they're meeting a lot of people that are going with it, that are doing these kind of things. But in the end, a lot of these people are not, they're not fulfilled. They're not satisfied. Okay. Yeah. You could have fun and everything like that. Like a lot of people can go out and, you know, have hookups and have fun and everything like that. But in the end of the day, you know, when you come home, you're alone. You don't have anybody that may care about you or be concerned, you know, you got home or when you're sick or something like that, because you're not anything more to these people than just being used for sex, okay? And when you go into something like that and you start out with the sex right away, they haven't had a chance to get to know you. So it rarely turns into anything more when you start with sex and then try to get the emotional connection afterwards, all right? Most of the time, once they get it, they move on to the next, okay? We had a girl like that in the group who was dealing with a dude. He told her he wanted something casual, and she was going with it. And then she was like, you know, oh, I don't understand. You know, I asked him to come by, but he didn't want to come by. You would think a guy would want to come by for sex, and he didn't even want to do that. Well, he probably didn't want to do that because he's probably banging a lot of other chicks, okay? And you're not a priority on his list. So how is that going to make her feel now? That is going to make her feel like she is nothing. And this is the problem that I always say with the situationships. You're settling for less. Your boundaries are low. You're getting used, okay? And then you expect a relationship afterward. You've already been labeled a situationship. You're already letting that person know that, you know what, they don't have to work for you. They could get you. They don't have to work for you. So their respect goes down for you. Okay. And in order to have a healthy relationship or somebody value you, they've got to fucking respect you. This is what I keep trying to, this is what a lot of people don't get. All right. Or, you know, a lot of the younger ones, they don't get. But, you know, it all depends on where you are in life, what you want out of life, and all of that. But you have to understand the dynamics of the dating world today. It's not as the same as it was years ago. So, you know, you have to navigate. You've got to put yourself around the right people. You have to have your boundaries in place. And the people that are serious about trying to get to know you won't have a problem with your boundaries. They'll be okay with it. They'll respect that. Okay. And I kind of went on a tangent a little bit here because I'm talking more about boundaries and stuff like that. When, you know, I started out and talking about self-worth. But here's the bottom line with the self-worth, you guys. Today you have a single culture. What does that mean? That means there's a lot of people out there that are single. And also, you have a lot of people in relationships that feel that they are single. Why? Because their partner is on social media in inboxes, chatting away and not focusing in on their partner, okay? If you're dealing with somebody who's not completely committed to the relationship, these people are going to go out and creep, and it happens all the time. This is what they do. Why? Because they can, okay? Because either they know you know that they're doing that, and they know that you're not going anywhere, or they just don't care. The temptation is too great for them. So the thing is, you need to find somebody who gets it, who doesn't want to lose you by doing something like that, that knows that, you know what, it's one thing to, you know, be on social media. It's another thing to cross a boundary. And, you know, this is what you guys, you can't let this stuff, you know, rip you apart, rip your self-esteem apart. That's why boundaries are crucial. You know, whether you're single or you're in a relationship, boundaries are how you respect yourself, okay? And if you don't respect yourself, you're going to have low self-worth. And then these predators out there, these narcissists, these people that are trying to manipulate and use you are going to go after you and look at you as a target, okay? So that's why you need to have your self-worth. That's why you've got to be able to say no to something that you don't agree to, okay? The point is this. Stop trying to please these other people, all right? Stop worrying about like, oh, you know, if I tell them no, you know, that they can't come to my house or something, they may not call me again. Good. Don't call me, okay? Goodbye. Goodbye, because then, you know, you're not respecting me, all right? So this is how you have to be. Then you have to say to yourself, well, you know what? They don't respect me. They don't see where I'm coming from. Then, you know what? We're not on the same page, or they have bad intentions, okay? If you're in a relationship with somebody, they're trying to move it really fast, or when can we meet, right? When can we meet? And meanwhile, you haven't even gotten on the phone and had a conversation, at least six conversations you should have, at least 6 to 10 before you meet them, and they have a problem with that and they drop off. Well, guess what? They didn't give a fuck about you, because if they gave a fuck about you, they would want to get on the phone and know who you are as a person. What they care about is just seeing who you are and rushing it up so they can, you know, go meet you and everything like that. All right. Like my girlfriend, this happened to her on a dating app. She was talking to this dude, and this dude, she didn't even have a conversation with him. And he's like, well, you know, how about I come by, pick you up in my Porsche, and, you know, we'll go get a drink or something like that. And she's like, I haven't even had a conversation with you. Number one, I'm not going to tell you where I live. She's thinking to herself, I'm not going to tell you where I live, because then, you know, I don't know if you're batshit crazy. And number two, I don't know, you know, if you have a criminal record or you're a violent person or I'm going to end up dead in the woods. Okay. And, you know, she told him, no, you know, I'd like to talk to you first and get to know you and, you know, talk on the phone. And guess what? She never heard from him again. So guess she just saved herself a big waste of time because he wasn't interested in getting to know who she was. This is my point, you guys. All right. But again, we're talking about self-esteem issues. And the point is, when you have your own self-worth, your own self-esteem, you've got to be able to tell these people no and have these boundaries, okay? And you've got to have a thick skin. Stop worrying what Joe Schmo or Larry has to say about you if they have a problem with it. Well, goodbye, bye-bye, you know, there'll be somebody else. Never feel like whoever you're dealing with that, you know, if you have a boundary up or something because you're trying to respect yourself and have your self-worth, never feel like that person who's not respecting your boundaries is the end all. There's a whole mountain and wall of people in this world, and there will be other people who respect your boundaries out there. So never, ever feel like, oh, you know, I'm afraid, you know, they'll stop calling me or something like that. You know, if I don't sleep with them right away, you know, I'm afraid I'm going to lose them or something like that. Well, if you go by sleeping with them right away because you're afraid you're going to lose them, guess what? You could sleep with them right away and still lose them, all right? And then feel twice as crappy about yourself afterwards. So this is why I'm trying to say, protect yourself, respect yourself, and, you know, if you're dealing with the right person, they will respect you for having boundaries, okay? And remember what I told you, when you're out there and you're dealing with these people, there's a lot of toxicity out there. There's a lot of broken people. There's a lot of people out there that are hurt, that can't trust, that, you know, have a chip on their shoulder or whatever. You know, they may be rude. They may be arrogant. They may ghost you. Like we had them in the group. Why do people have to ghost this and that? Because they don't respect you, all right? Or they have somebody. They got the old lady or the old man on the couch, so they don't care about you because they gave you the whole BS story on the phone earlier about how you were the one and everything like that. And now they're ghosting you because they have other things going on, okay? And they don't respect you. That is somebody that you delete and block, all right? Because if people are going to treat you like that, that is only the tip of the iceberg. It will get 10 times worse later on if you allow that. That's where that boundary is up. The boundaries that you create, that you say, you know what? I will not allow somebody to disrespect me. I will not allow that, okay? Because you're going to feel crappy about yourself later on. And this is what happens to a lot of people that come out of narcissistic or toxic relationships. They're dealing, not only are they dealing with the fact that somebody manipulated their mind with the love bombing, they thought this person was something that they weren't, but they're also angry at themselves. They're angry at themselves because they're saying to themselves, I can't believe I took that shit, all right? I can't believe I, you know, put up with that because you didn't have your boundaries up. And now what happens is you're going to have low self-esteem and low self-worth. So this is what I'm telling you. You've got to have your boundaries. You've got to know yourself, and you've got to know what you will accept and what you won't accept. And most importantly, you've got to be able to have the strength to walk away from somebody if they are not respecting you or respecting your boundaries. Because when you are able to walk away from somebody who's disrespecting you or disrespecting your boundaries, you have come into your own and you have your self-worth and you are a powerful person, okay? Then that person has no power over you or your emotions because you are valuing and loving yourself and respecting yourself first, okay? So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, please hit the subscribe button. Please share the podcast. I would appreciate it. And have a great day. Hi, you guys. I just want to make you aware that the Game Exposed podcast now has their merchandise available. You can check out the link in the podcast description. There's hoodies, there's sweatpants, there's t-shirts, there's cool hats. So go check it out. Link is in the podcast description. And follow Yaz on Instagram at dating_advice_Yaz. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. If you have a dating or relationship question or you need an opinion on something, go to the link in the bio and ask a question and get a personalized video sent back to you. It's in the Linktree/TheGameExposed, and you could ask a question and get a personalized video confidentially sent to you answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description.